Good morning. Well, it's almost here. Just two more days to go. And I don't know about you, but over the past several weeks, I've heard the following question a number of different times from strangers and family members alike. Are you ready for Christmas? And of course, what this well-intentioned question is asking is, have you finished all your Christmas shopping? Have you checked off your list and sent out your cards and finalized your vacation plans? As we know, the retail industry has been asking this question for months and months. In fact, it's difficult to keep up with all the special shopping days designed to help us get ready for Christmas, isn't it? There is Gray Thursday, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, and did you know that yesterday was Panic Saturday? But as we know, the season of Advent in the church serves as the antidote to the madness of the malls and the commercialized Christmas season. Today, as we come together in this holy space, we are invited to slow down, to take stock of our lives, and to decide how ready we are for Christmas. How ready we are for the arrival of our Lord and Savior. How ready we are to contemplate the mystery and wonder of His coming anew. This final Sunday in Advent is sometimes referred to as Merry Sunday, because most of our lessons and musical selections focus on the Virgin Mary. And I imagine most of us are familiar with Mary's story. Mary is just a young girl, probably 13 or 14 years old. And like most girls her age during this time period, she was engaged to a man she barely knew. The thought of moving out of her house and marrying the stranger most likely would have been a little frightening. But when an angel comes to Mary, essentially asking her if she is ready for Christmas, if she is ready to bear a child who will be the savior of the world, she must have been terrified. Where was she to go? To whom could she turn? The law for a first century Jew was very clear. An unwed mother would be stoned to death for adultery, or at the very least, publicly renounced and her entire family shamed. Now, perhaps Mary remembered that before the angel left, he said something very interesting about one of Mary's relatives, Elizabeth. Elizabeth was expecting a child, which, considering her old age, was a miracle in itself. And so in today's gospel lesson, we read that Mary went with haste to visit Elizabeth. And when Mary arrives, she barely gets out a hello before Elizabeth interrupts her by saying, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Filled with the Holy Spirit, Elizabeth showed that she already knew Mary's secret. And so Elizabeth goes on to essentially say, "Listen, Mary, you don't have to be afraid. You've been blessed. Don't you see it? Such good things will come from this difficult situation you find yourself in. You are so blessed." Three times in today's gospel lesson, Elizabeth insists that Mary has been blessed by God. Now, I imagine when most of us think about being blessed or counting our blessings, we tend to focus on what we're thankful for: our friends, our family, our homes and jobs, our possessions. Many of us feel blessed when we feel secure and things are going well. In fact, a blessed life for most Americans is typically described as the good life, a life filled with comfort and ease, a life associated with having plenty of money, pleasure, and success. And I think this is one of the reasons why our culture is so obsessed with celebrities, because we somehow think that they have the life we want. They have the money, they have the fame, they have the popularity and the success. They live truly blessed lives. But as we know, that's rarely the case. John D. Rockefeller, the world's richest and most powerful man, who seemed to have everything, was once asked by a reporter, "How much money is enough?" To which he famously responded, "Just a little bit more." But Mary's blessedness looked very different from this. Her blessedness wasn't based on external circumstances. It wasn't born of security or physical well-being. Instead, Mary's blessedness came from being a part of God's plan, to be used by God for His purposes. And this blessedness wasn't to be confused with the stability and security that came from a life of comfort and ease. After all, Mary would face the endless gossip of those who knew she conceived out of wedlock. She would face the hardships and difficulties that came from being the mother of Jesus, fleeing to Egypt when Herod tried to kill her child, helplessly looking on as people tried to arrest him, and finally standing by and watching as he was nailed to a cross and crucified. That is what blessedness looked like for Mary. Biblical scholar William Barclay calls the story of Mary a paradox of blessedness. And he describes this blessedness by saying this: "The piercing truth is that God doesn't choose a person for ease and comfort and selfish joy, but for a task that will take all that head and heart and hand can bring to it." In other words, the blessings of God are wonderful and they're good things, but they're not always easy. God's blessings are not simply to be received and kept for ourselves, but they are to be generously shared with others. And sometimes this can require something on our part that is difficult and challenging. And I think this is true in every area of blessing. As a priest, I've had the privilege of meeting with people over the years, and some people have been single, and they've asked me to pray with them that God would send them a spouse, that God would bless them with a spouse. And of course, I would pray with them. And I would think to myself, well, that may not turn out to be the blessing you thought it was once you're married. Now, don't get me wrong, marriage is a wonderful gift, and it is a blessing from God. But as all married people know, to have a good and healthy marriage takes sacrifice, it takes compromise, and it takes a lot of grace. I like to joke with my wife that compromise has been a key component in our 11 years of marriage. For example, when we first got married, my wife really wanted a cat, and I didn't, so we compromised and got a cat. My wife and I have also been blessed with two boys. And our first son was born on September 29th, which happens to be the feast of St. Michael and All Angels. And we thought this was perfect because God was blessing us with our own little angel. And of course, when we took him home, the crying began and the sleepless nights began. And I began thinking, God, this doesn't seem like the blessing I thought it was going to be. Being a parent is the most rewarding and the most challenging thing I've ever experienced. But this is the paradox of blessedness. Luke captures this paradox in the Beatitudes, where Jesus proclaims, "Blessed are the poor and the hungry. Blessed are those who grieve and mourn. Blessed are those who are reviled and rejected. Blessed are you, because great is your reward in the kingdom of heaven." In other words, Jesus was saying, you are blessed, even though you can't see it yet. God is going to take all the struggles and the trials and redeem them and transform them into something good. God will be with you, and He will use you for His purposes if you allow Him. Like Mary, we are already blessed as we inevitably walk through the hardships and difficulties of this life, because God has already promised to walk with us and to use our adversity for His purposes. The good news found in today's lesson is that God always comes where we least expect Him. even to an unmarried teenage girl in the backwoods of Nazareth. He comes in the midst of our hardships and brokenness in order to bless that which the world refuses to bless. He comes to love what the world calls unlovable and to redeem that which the world does not believe is worth saving. So on this fourth and final Sunday in Advent, may we remember that the good life, the blessed life, isn't found in our security and comfort and in what things we have or don't have. We are blessed because God didn't wait for us to come to Him. Instead, He first came to us. So, are you ready for Christmas? Are you ready to be blessed? Amen.